See? And then I'm up here. The kitty cat. And Neil the rooster. And Phil's a... I think maybe he's a... a bug that got stuck down his back. Doggy! No, Dill. Woof! Spike's a doggy.
Whoa! Down, boy. It's a big day for us DeVilles. The pups are finally gonna meet their Uncle Freddy.
Isn't he the older brother who gave you a hard time when you were kids?
Ah, Freddy was a monster. If it wasn't Tabasco sauce in my cereal, it was slimy critters in my bed.
Or tickling till you wet your pants.
Never wet them once, Stew Boy.
Me neither. Older brothers are really mean, lousy, despicable monsters. I know one in particular.
Wow, Tommy, did you hear that? They said older brothers are monsters.
But I'm an older brother, and I'm not a monster, am I?
Well, you don't look like a monster. Monsters is hairy. They don't got shiny heads like you got.
You don't sound like one, neither. Monsters roar!
And, you don't do mean, creepy stuff to people like monsters do, Tommy. You're real nice, especially to Neil.
You're right, Chucky. I'm a good brother. So I guess not all older brothers are monsters, right, guys?
Nope.
Guess right, Tommy. Okay, now can we be animals again? Because I'm a rooster and I want to lay me an egg.
Ducky,
ducky! Dill, I already told you, I'm a wolf.
Sweetie, it's all right. Mommy's here.
I scared at my little brother.
You just scared at me, too. Gosh, Tommy, why'd you have to chase me so hard? You don't usually play like that.
I'm sorry, Chucky. I don't know what happened.
Are you sick or something?
I don't think so. You don't think that maybe I'm... Oh, what if I'm turning into a monster?
Don't say that. You can't turn into a monster. You're Tommy, my bestest fiend.
Let me friend.
Well, have a good nap, you guys.
Sure, Tommy. Night-night. We sure making some scary noises.
Yeah, he cleaned his science lab.
You don't think he could be... No!
Well, hello there. Did everybody have a nice nap? I brought you some cookies and juice. I guess I'll put little sleepyhead's juice up here until he wakes up.
Let's go play cowboys and undies.
Guys,
Tommy, I don't know how to tell you this, but
You crawled fuzzy all over.
Oh, no. I am turning into a monster.
Never knowed a monster before.
Let's take it for a walk. Ain't even got a rope.
Gosh, Tobby, what are we supposed to do now that you're, you know,
the way you are?
Well, Chucky, all the monsters that I know about scared people and break things. I don't want to do no more mean stuff like I did to you until... You're gonna have to lock me up.
Take it everywhere.
Go on, you guys. You got to take it.
What do we do now?
I could get the monster something to eat. Food, yummy, yummy, tummy.
I am kind of hungry.
I'll be right back.
I'll go with you.
Don't worry, monster Tommy. I'll stay with you so you won't get too lonely.
Gee, Chucky, thanks for being so brave. Especially since any second I could get worser.
Worser?
So, what's it feel like being a monster?
Huh? I still feel the same on the inside, but I'm kind of itchy on the outside.
We got the monster food. Go on, I'll give him the cookie.
No, Phil, you give it to him.
Feeding the monster was your idea, Lillian.
But I'm busy right now, Philip.
Oh, that's okay, guys. I can get him myself.
Chucky, you better go.
I won't leave you, Tommy.
Even if you are a monster.
You got to, Chucky. I'm getting worse. Look what I did to Reptar.
You did that? Well, okay, Tommy. Just growl if you need anything. We can't just leave Tommy by himself, you guys. Even if he is a monster. He never leaved me. Not even when I first started using the body and just sitting there a long, long time.
He didn't run away that time I throwed up when I eated the hair off Mom's brush.
Or when I had diaper rash and had to walk like this. Mommy. Even being done with some beautiful flowers so I feel better.
Hey, maybe we can bring Tommy dandelions and make his cage real prettyful.
That's a great idea, you guys.
There you rascals are! Well, you're just about the cutest things I ever saw!
Stu, Dee Dee, I'd like you to meet my brother, Freddy. Isn't it great big brothers aren't monsters forever?
Guess what, Tommy? Look, Tommy, you're not a monster no more!
Hey, you're right. I'm just a regular baby again, you guys.
Okay, if your little brother joins you, champ.
I do. I got something for you.
So then, Toby.
I guess he's not as scared of me no more.
Oh, Freddy Bear. Can you believe I had to put up with this lug when we were kids?
Hey, I happen to know older sisters can be monsters, too.
Hey, Phil. Isn't Lil just a little tiny bit older than you?
Oven?
Yep, my daddy just gave it to me.
But the guy at Toy Palace said they weren't gonna be selling those till next month.
They won't. My daddy got one early because they're doing a commercial on the Dummy Bear Show.
That's not fair. I'm supposed to get everything first.
I'll trade you this quarter for it. Angelica, that's an old piece of candy.
Fine. Some friend you are.
Ever since his hydraulic nose hair trimmer plucked out Pop's mustache, Stu's been feeling a little discouraged about the whole inventing thing. But he says he's working on something now that could revolutionize the American household.
Okay, Dee, here it is. The Amazing Pickles Doorstopper 3000. No more fussing with those old rubber doorstops that slide all over the floor. This baby will hold any door open at exactly the angle you set here on the keypad, even in gale force winds.
Excuse me, ladies. I need to get my rod and reel so I can hide out at the lake until my mustache grows. Ow! Who put this confab gargoyle on the garage door?
Okay, so the prototype is a little bulky, but it works like a charm.
Well, it's very... Maybe you could... I think it's a wonderful idea, honey.
You do? Great. I'm going to get started putting them on all the doors in the house.
A wonderful idea? That thing's the worst idea since, well, since his last idea.
It was just a little white lie. I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I still haven't told Howard the truth about his hair plugs.
Did my mommy say she told a lie?
I think so.
What's a lie?
You dumb babies. A lie is the thing you say when it would be hard or dumb or no fun to tell the truth. My mommy says when you do it at work, it's called negotiation.
Hey, guys. Who wants to try my Reptar cereal bars?
I want some.
Wow. All gone. I'm gonna make some more. Hey, let me know what you think of them.
Icky!
Yeah, and I usually like yucky green stuff.
Well, you're kind of hard. And sticky.
Now, come on, guys. They're not so bad. If you chew on them like this,
they kind of taste like cat poo.
What are we going to tell Susie?
Well, I guess we'll have to tell her we don't like them.
We can't do that. It'll make her sad.
We could pretend to nap until she grows up.
I'm not really that sleepy.
Well, when I don't know what to do, I try to follow in the footsteps of the grown-ups, who, after all, are older and wider than us.
You mean they should lift weights and then watch TV all night?
No, I mean you should lie, like Tommy's mom.
But my mommy didn't look like she liked lying very much.
She just doesn't practice enough. Believe me, it gets easier.
Well, I guess if my mommy does it.
Hey, as long as we don't got to eat Susie's yucky blocks, I'll try anything.
No problem. As soon as you tell her you like them, she'll be happy, and you'll never have to eat another one.
You guys really like them?
Yeah. They're, big and, square.
And they taste really,
good!
Yeah. Oh, good!
Yeah, good!
Well, it
lion, and now we have to eat more.
I guess we didn't do a very good job.
This is perfect, Cynthia. I'll just let the babies go on telling Susie how much they love her yucky cereal blocks, then I'll tell her the truth. Then she'll be sorry she didn't trade her easy cook oven for my quarter. Whatever this is.
Over here, you guys.
Ow! That's my eyeball.
Foot out of my diaper.
What's your butt, Sam?
Oh, there you guys are. What are you guys doing in the closet?
Oh, just playing, sit in the dark.
Well, I hope you worked up an appetite, because I made you some fresh Reptar cereal bars. Are you sure you like them?
Oh, yeah.
Better than pudding.
They make my lips happy.
Yeah.
We want some more. If you're sure. I'll go put some more in the oven.
Why did you tell her we wanted more?
Well, you guys was lying so good, it made them so tasty.
Great. Now what are we gonna do? Well, we could probably put a bunch in Jill's crib. He's usually kind of sticky anyways.
No! We can't keep hiding these things.
What are we supposed to do? We can't eat them. They'll break our toofies.
Well, I think we're just going to have to tell Susie the truth.
We can't do that. She'll be sad.
But Chucky Liondor isn't working out so good.
I don't care. Susie's our friend, and friends don't tell the friends the truth.
Well, then we'll just have to try something else.
Okay, guys, let's go. If she doesn't got no more of her stuff to make them with, she'll stop cooking.
Hey! Flabbit, you trying to cut short my golden years?
Sorry, Pop. I've been working on the fail-safe mechanism. I guess it needs a few minor adjustments.
Your head needs a few minor adjustments, right?
Don't worry, honey. I'm sure you'll get it working.
Oh, hi, Susie. Lucy, could you give us your hand?
Oops. Why are you guys trying to hide my Cynthia Easy Cook Oven?
We were just seeing if Spike wanted to use it.
Yeah, sure, because he likes to cook up his yummy doggy biscuits with frosting and cheese. And we don't really like your Reptar cereal bars.
You don't?
No, they're sticky.
And hard.
Well, actually, I think they're not so... they're bad. This just gets better and better, Cynthia.
The babies are doing my work for me.
They don't want to make you sad, Susie.
We could go back to Lion if you want.
No, it's better to tell the truth.
Ah, you're right. I feel much better.
Me too. Let's go play.
You want to come play with us, Susie?
No, thanks. I better pack up my stuff. I have to go pretty soon.
Okay. Come on, Chucky, let's go play.
Well, as long as she's okay.
So, Susie, I guess the babies didn't like your yucky green blocks after all.
Yeah, I feel really dumb. I never cooked anything myself before. I thought I was doing a good job. Who's thinking? Why don't you take my easy cook oven, Angelica? You don't have to give me a quarter. You can just have it.
But it's yours!
I know. But I only cook bad stuff.
Well, Your stuff is icky, but maybe there's something else we can do with it.
Okay, D. This time it's gonna work for sure. Just let me punch in the code.
I've tried to be nice about this, Stu, but the truth is, this door stopper thing is a menace. If you install any more of them, we're going to end up living in a tent in the backyard.
Aunt Didi, Uncle Stu, I think Susie's got something that'll work really good. Watch. And they're sticky, too, so it won't slip on the carpet.
Why, this is amazing. The efficiency, the simplicity of design, the carpet-compatible color scheme. Susie, Pickles Industries has got a place for you.
Well, then I put in 2 scoops of Cynthia's Easy Cook Oven Baking Mix, and then I put in this stuff. I'm not really sure what it is, but it's really hot.
Yeah.
I guess Susie's yucky green blocks turned out to be good for something after all.
Yeah. I wonder where Susie got the idea to use them on doors.
Well, that's Susie's a smart kid, I guess.
And then you gotta soak the Reptar cereal in the vegetable oil before you mix it in. That's really important. And bubblegum is what makes it good and sticky, but you have to chew it first like this.
Ha ha ha!